Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suite. A silent heart attack differs from a regular heart attack in that the full-blown effects are not felt by the victim at the time of its occurrence. Many times, people who are later diagnosed with the condition claim they mistook the silent heart attack for indigestion, nausea, mere muscle pain, or even a bad flu. Recent studies show a growing number of people cannot recognize when they are having a silent heart attack, when a recent Manulife study indicating 7 in 10 Singaporeans are unable to identify one. While most people are informed enough to realize symptoms like crushing chest pain and fainting as signs of a heart attack, there are many silent signs that often go unnoticed. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Liao Kang Leng, consultant cardiologist, Noble Heart Center, a member of Healthway Medical Group, to tell us all we must know about silent heart attacks, the symptoms to look out for, the complications that could arise from being struck by one, and the ways to prevent the condition altogether for the benefit of our listeners who may not be fully aware of the medical condition. Can you explain silent heart attack?
Yeah, let's maybe start easily with what is heart attack first.
Okay.
So a heart attack is a condition whereby the blood vessel of the heart is blocked, and hence there's no blood flow into supplying to the heart muscles.
Right.
So when that happens, the heart attack happens. And when classical heart attack happens, you have severe crushing chest pain that radiates to the neck and the jaw, cold sweats. The patient knows about these symptoms.
Okay.
The main difference between silent heart attack is when silent heart attack happens, patients do not get these classical symptoms, or at times they do not have symptoms at all. So some of the atypical symptoms that they may have is symptoms like indigestion, flu-like illnesses, giddiness, and poking pain that is not very classical of heart attack.
Okay. So at that point, they're not necessarily going to see a doctor about it and say, oh, you know, I experienced chest pains or tightness or whatever. And they may just go on with their lives not realizing they had a heart attack.
Yes. So a lot of time when they probably thought that this is just a flu-like illness, under the weather type of illness, and they push it aside. And after a while, when they find that they are not getting better, and then they went to see a doctor, and the doctor tell them, look, you actually had a heart attack maybe a week or two ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's quite important that people realize silent heart attack does happen commonly in our population.
Okay. Commonly in our population, does it happen to a specific demographic of people?
I think in general, the risk factors, you do have the common risk factors like patient with classical heart attack, meaning patient with diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, older patients. But in general, patients with diabetes especially do not get the classical symptoms and they may actually have a silent heart attack compared to those without diabetes.
And is there a broader age range if it is a silent heart attack? Does it happen younger?
No, I think in general, it's still men above 45 and women above 55 who are at risk of having a heart attack. So it applies the same to this group of patients having silent heart attack as well.
Okay, let's talk about prevention. Can you prevent it? It's the same way as you prevent a heart attack, better diet, more exercise, that sort of thing?
Yes. I would say those preventions are always good. Healthy lifestyle, good exercise, stop smoking. But I think the only way to reduce a risk of getting a silent heart attack is a regular health screening. Go and see your GPs, get your risk factors checked. And sometimes just a simple ECG would also pick up previous heart attack that was not detected.
Oh, okay. Now, how dangerous are they?
Well, we used to think that it is something that is benign, i.e. not as dangerous.
Okay.
But we do know once you have a silent heart attack, you are actually having a higher risk of having a second event, meaning that it is pretty dangerous. If you do not pick up silent heart attack early on, later part of the life, you may actually get a full-blown heart attack, which by then would have affected your heart function, and you may even go into heart failure.
Okay. Is there a correlation between people who have a silent heart attack that went undiagnosed and then maybe years later they have a significant heart attack with all the classic symptoms? Is that then where you see that, hey, maybe you in your 20s or whatever, you had this silent heart attack?
Yes, it's quite common.
It is quite common.
Yes, I would say almost one in two heart attacks are actually silent heart attacks.
Okay.
And when we have seen the patient coming in with a full-blown heart attack, we realized that certain area of the heart, which was not affected on the current heart attack, was already affected previously. And when we ask more questions to the patient, then they would recall, oh yeah, maybe during that period of time, I was a bit unwell. Mm-hmm. I had flu-like illness. I have stomach discomfort, which I thought it was just a common flu.
Right. Okay. I'm starting to see a pattern here. How is one able to tell what is a concern for them? You know, sometimes you're just uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, it could be flu-like symptoms. It could be a little bit of nausea. It could be associated with so many other things.
Yes.
So is there any way for them to think, maybe I should check and see if I had a silent heart attack? Do they look at family histories? Do they look at their diets, maybe?
Yes. This is going to be very difficult, even for doctors themselves.
Okay.
We have doctors missing silent heart attack in themselves as well. So I would say if you have risk factors such as a strong family history of heart problem, diabetes, a high cholesterol, if you have the classical risk factors, if you don't feel well, see your doctor. Mm-hmm. It may not just necessarily be a common flu.
Mm-hmm.
It could really be a silent heart attack. I'm not trying to alarm the whole population. You do not want the whole public to go to the emergency department and say, hey, I may have a silent heart attack now.
Sure.
But just be aware of this. I mean, if you are much younger, you are in the 20s, you don't have any risk factors, a common flu is likely going to be a common flu.
Sure.
But in someone who is 70s, who has multiple risk factors, it's good to get check it out.
Sure. What about stressors, emotional, mental stressors? I mean, Singaporeans are generally very stressed at work, for example.
Yeah.
Does that heighten our risk?
It does. I would think stress, emotional stress, mental stress changes your habit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So some people eat more when they're stressed. This leads to unhealthy lifestyle.
Sure.
And we do know that stress actually increases your heart rate, your heart beating faster, and also increase your blood pressure as well. All these will contribute to a person getting heart disease early on.
Okay. All right. That's not encouraging. What should we do if we are very sure that we are suffering from a silent heart attack?
If you are very sure that you are having a silent heart attack or even a heart attack at all, the first thing to do is call for help. In Singapore, you call 995 because the only way to clear a blocked artery is in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about, you wouldn't let me use the word prevention and I'm grateful for that, but lessening your risk.
Yes.
Is there more that can be done as you get older? I mean, okay, let's look at somebody like me. I'm fairly healthy. I exercise quite often. I watch my diet. Is there more I can do as I get older?
I still agree with you. Prevention is better than cure.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a doctor early on
as
a regular health check is something that we take for granted for.
Okay. So how often is regular?
Well, that's a good question. It's just like a car. When you buy a car, you bring for a regular servicing.
Mm-hmm.
You do not bring a car 5 years down the line just for the servicing.
Yeah, but you see, with a car, you have a manual. It says, 10,000, go see mechanic. So, as a doctor, you're my mechanic right now.
Yes.
How many years, months, weeks, or whatever should I have a regular screening?
I would say for a man, someone who's above 40 years old should go for a yearly health screening.
Okay.
For a woman, maybe slightly older, above 50, when we say regular health screening, you don't have to go and do a whole load of tests, scan, CT scan the whole body. We are talking about blood tests to check your risk factors, check your blood sugar level, check your blood pressure, check your cholesterol. Mm-hmm. At least once you identify your risk factors, we know roughly how high is your risk of having heart disease in the future.
Sure.
So at least once a year will be good enough.
Once a year?
Yes.
From your 40s if you're a man, from your 50s if you're a woman. Okay, see, now that's useful. What else can we do? Can I drink more water? Can I drink more juice? Can I drink less alcohol? What are things that people can do? Because right now, most of us want to feel more empowered in our own healthcare. So what can we do? Is there a vitamin we should be taking? I'm not saying is there a magic prevention bullet, but is there more that we can do instead of just going to the gym and trying to watch our diet, because we're all going to cheat when we diet.
Well, eat to live, live to eat.
Yeah, sometimes we're just going to want to have that plate of char kway teow.
Yeah. I tell my patients, even those with heart disease, you can have your plate of char kway teow, but do not have it every single day.
Right.
So live life in moderation. You can have your cheats on certain days, but in general, reduce intakes of food which are salty, which are rich in high calorie, carbo food, high fats, alcohol. If you need to drink, if you really need to drink, a glass of red wine a night is good enough. A glass. And cigarette smoking as well. I mean, if you smoke, it's good to cut down and eventually stop, because that will increase significantly your risk of heart attack.
Sure. Now, are there recent medical developments that would make it easier to combat a silent heart attack or a heart attack in general?
Well, we have advances to treat heart attacks. We have newer technologies, newer development of devices to treat heart attack. But when that happens, I feel that it's a bit too late.
Okay.
So I feel we need to tackle the problem upstream. So we need to prevent it from happening in the first place.
Sure.
So I would still say prevention is better here. And sad to say, we don't have much tools to actually say that, look, you are at a high risk of having a silent heart attack, so you do this. It is still up to you going to see your doctor, get your health screening done, and then identify the risk.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any final words of advice for our listeners?
Well, I think prevention, definitely better than cure. Prevent your first silent heart attack, you can prevent your second heart attack.
So, it always comes silent first and then...
Not necessarily. One in two. So...
Yeah. These hearts are a problem, you know?
We only have one heart.
We only have one heart. You're right, and we should be taking very, very good care of them. Now, before I let you go, I'm curious, is there certain foods that help our heart health?
There are supplements out there that people take, but I would say that in general, supplements, as long as it doesn't harm your heart, is fine. But there's actually not much evidence to support any supplement that will improve your heart condition. So ultimately, it boils down to healthy living. Eat in moderation, not so much of sugar, fatty stuff and salty food.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Liao, for coming in and talking to us on Money FM 89.3 about silent heart attacks, the difference between a silent heart attack and a regular heart attack. And if you want to have more information, you can always find Dr. Liao at Noble Heart Centre, a member of Healthway Medical Group. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.